Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm looking at the world's largest dilly bar at the Moorhead Dairy Queen. Moorhead, Minnesota, 75... northbound off of I-94. Easiest way to find this if you're traveling 94 today. They open at 10 this morning. We're under the big red-white umbrella, and they invented the Dilly Bar here at the Moorhead, Minnesota. It's where the Dilly Bar was born. Today, at this location of the Moorhead, Minnesota Dairy Queen, and at the Crookston location, Crookston, Minnesota, 100% of the proceeds from every blizzard goes to what? Sanford Health and the Children's Possible for the Children's Miracle Network today. So cool. We're helping kids. The Blizzard coupon sale also donated to Children's Miracle Network and Sanford Children's Hospital. Okay? How about that? This was supposed to be like in October due to the whole weather thing. In October, the original Moorhead Dairy Queen location decided to host Miracle Treat Day in the summer. That's why we're here. Crookston Dairy Queen doing the very same thing. There's our weather guy, Dean Wysocki, who tells me there's a blizzard warning today. There's a blizzard warning today because blizzards, when you buy them at the Moorhead Dairy Queen, guess what happens? You know what happens, Kevin, don't you? Proceeds go to, yeah, exactly right. We're going to talk with the owner of this Moorhead Dairy Queen and learn a little bit of history, because this is the first Dairy Queen in the Fargo-Moorhead Metro, as I understand it. But more importantly, they invented the Blizzard, Kev. They invented the Blizzard. Yep. By the way, Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God, is up at the State Fair today. He's going to check in from there at some point today. We're here having a great time. 8th Street and Main Avenue. If you're already, like downtown Fargo or something, you know where Main is. Just follow Main to 8th Street. If you're coming from 94... Again, they open at 10. I'm having a mango pineapple smoothie for breakfast. I'm going to have a Dilly Bar at some point and give up my usual Buster Bar. And before I leave here, my treat will be a Blizzard. I haven't decided. Brownie batter, drumstick. The drumstick one is to die for. Who doesn't love a drumstick, right? It's not chicken. You know what I'm saying when I say drumstick,
oh, yeah.
Don't you, Kevin?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, you love them.
They have the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. I've never eaten a Girl Scout Thin Mints I didn't love.
That's a new one, I think,
yeah.
Too.
Yep. Yeah. No, when you eat the Thin Mints, you just kind of go, I'll have one more, and I'll have one more, and I'll have one more. So I haven't quite decided. Choco Brownie Extreme's pretty good. Of course, the Oreo, the Reese's,
throw a dart.
The Snickers. You never go wrong with any of the staples. The Butterfinger, you get what I'm saying? So, they open at 10. So the quiet before the storm here includes planes, trains. Well, I haven't seen planes yet, but they'll be here flying over. I have seen trains. I've seen lots of trucks and a whole lot of automobiles. This is the noisiest intersection, I think, in all of Fargo-Moorhead. It is so much going on here. And we were just joking because a garbage truck showed up, too, to go beep, 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 beep. But that's part of the fun. So it'll be a loud day here, but we don't care. You're going to have fun. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can call now and tell us what's on your mind. One more time, nice and slow, one number. Are you ready, Kevin? Just for you. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? You dial that number, you answer that question. If you kind of like Kevin Flynn, who picks out the bumper music here, you might call him and say, hey, how about this song today, and put me on with it. Goofball Hannon, One Shot Scott. Or Scott Talks a Lot, 701-271-1100. You have to text me today or our super producer, Chris Larson, either one of us. And the text numbers are simply 367-2054 or 352-8661. You can tell he's a Grafton boy. Still got that Grafton number, but he lives in Mayville. 352-8661. And if you got an idea for the show, super producer Chris is the guy to text anyway, morning, noon, and night. If you don't like waiting on hold and you got something to say, you want to get it off your chest, we'll give you one minute only, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's that number, Kevin? I'm going to let you say it so you don't get on my case about reading too many numbers. The Be the Buffalo hotline would be what?
24/7. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776, extension 1.
So you could just think 855 is the toll-free part of that.
Mm-hmm.
The United States of America is, you know, over 200 years old. That's a, you know, we're 245 now, but you don't want to remember that number. We made it easy. 855-200, and then, of course, if you don't remember 1776, move to Canada. I'm just saying. 800, no, the 800 number is 855-200-1776. 11 past 9. On the show today, Kent Busick will be here. He's my tax man. He's coming here, and I'm going to ask him a lot of questions about things I have no idea about, like stepped-up basis and the inheritance tax, and boil it down that if Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi get their way, how much will you pay in taxes in 2022? Now, you should be asking that question in 2021 for the following reason. There's some things you can do tax-wise this year that will get you in a better position for 2022. And I especially close circuit this one to farmers, ranchers, and something called stepped-up basis. Kent will explain it if you don't know what it is, but it is, I will say this, when they start messing with stepped-up basis, they are going to destroy a lot of family farms and ranches. And it's a way for them to get more money. Ken will tell us about that. We're going to meet the folks from the Moorhead Dairy Queen and Sanford Health. They're benefiting today. Otherwise, the show is yours. I want to say this about tomorrow's program. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here for a full hour just talking about infrastructure and the infrastructure deal. I have spent 6, 7, maybe 10 hours in the last 24. And I have spent some time getting under the hood of this infrastructure deal because I'm worried, whatever the word you want to pick, about when Republicans do deals with Democrats. I don't like it. But I believe that Senator Kevin Cramer and his colleagues have done a smart thing by voting for this. There's a lot of conservative media out there that are beating them up. And I've gotten a half a dozen texts from people that say, way to go, Cramer. Way to go, Hoven, you dopes. You voted with Murkowski and Romney. They're not Republican. Well, they're right. Romney and Murkowski are not Republican, and they're not conservatives. They're dopes. But Kevin Cramer and John Hoven did the right thing because I believe the following. You can either become part of a piece of legislation and shape it to your benefit, which I believe they did by saying, no. You're not doing a $3.5 trillion bill. You're doing a $1.5 trillion bill. And rather hand out like $6,000 in care money to bail out blue states, they're saying, this is, Republicans now, 20% of everything we could dream for in this bill. For $1.5 trillion, we got it down to one-third of the cost of what they wanted, and we got 20% of everything we could dream for, what we actually believe is infrastructure, okay? 60% of the $1.5 trillion is on stuff both Republicans and Democrats agree on. It's roads and bridges and shovel-ready projects, and it's actual infrastructure, which we should all think of as the following, ladies and gentlemen. Jobs, a boost to the economy, okay? This is a good thing. We like this. Now, 20% of the bill is a giant stinker. It stinks to high heaven. It's climate action, pixie dust, crap. We don't like it. But 80% is good infrastructure, and it's not on bailing out blue states. North Dakota wins on this. North Dakota wins. So I say to you, let's be smart about this. And realize not every bill we like out of this Congress is going to be good, but once in a while, it's going to be something we think is a good idea. So I think they did the right thing by voting for this, and I think once we know what is in it, it's great. Now, don't think the angry left is going to be satisfied with calling the $1.5 trillion package. We're done. We're done, folks. We did our deal. We got our infrastructure. And we can check that box off. They're going to want all of their garbage in another bill that'll be $2.5 trillion. But just like some things that have happened so far, back to Donald Trump and impeachment. There are many things that have happened this session already where there's not a single Republican vote. They don't need one to pass things, sadly, and that's what they decided to do on their COVID Act and all these trillions and everything else. But guess what? I say to you, this one is what we want our members of Congress to be voting on, okay? And we're going to get this passed. I believe this will pass, okay, because, what, 68 people voted for it last night. So it could pass with only Democrats and a couple of our folks, which are always going to be reliable votes for them, Murkowski, Susan Collins, pick your rhino. But I believe that the other one will be much harder to pass because they will get no Republicans. And I hope the American public have had enough of Democrats spending money like trillions or millions. It's really sad. And all they're doing is handing the bill to our kids and our grandkids. So I think it's a good deal. You tell me if I'm wrong. You tell me if Hovind and Kramer sold out. Whatever. That's fine. Call me now. 271-1100 to chat with Kevin. Somebody just said, thanks for your explanation of our senators voting for the infrastructure bill. It greatly reduced my blood pressure. See, this is where we got to be careful. Number one, our blood pressure should never go up based on what things are doing in Congress, because your blood pressure will continually be up. Number two, get the facts and decide for yourself. Okay? Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Next, 800-228-0550.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at 20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call, or if you prefer, text.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go out.
This is beautiful. This is wonderful. This weather is incredible. And what's not to love about being at a Dairy Queen? Moorhead, Minnesota, the inventor of the Dilly Bar. Today, by a blizzard, every penny of it goes to the Sanford Children's Hospital and the Children's Miracle Network. Dairy Queen Moorhead. Dairy Queen in Moorhead, Dairy Queen in Crookston, either one of them coming out today. Take advantage of this. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. We're brought to you today by our friends at DAC Diesel. They know diesel. Just sort of like Dairy Queens know blizzards, Dairy Queens know chili bars.
Yep, all of it.
What's that, Kev?
That's what they know. Soft serve, they know all of it.
Yeah, they know ice cream, and DAC Diesel knows diesel. It's just you go to somebody, for instance, if it's not running just exactly right, the 4-plus additive, the anti-gel super clean turbo cleaners right now go into your engine, and then they run better. That saves you a repair. So they're great on maintenance and help you there, too. They're selling that at many, many locations. They have a great shop in Bismarck. Get the service you need for your vehicle, or call them at DAC Diesel and just ask for their advice. Hey, what do you think I ought to do here? Because they eat, breathe, and sleep diesel. 701-258-5011. It tastes good, too, because it comes from Bakken Sweet Crude. So, well, I don't advise this at home, actually, but anyway, number of calls waiting, and then they're there, and then they're gone. So we'll get you on right away if you call now, 800-228-0550. The quiet before the blizzard is on. There is a blizzard warning today. That's what you heard. And it's at the Dairy Queen in Moorhead, Minnesota, and Crookston locations, selling blizzards, and all the proceeds go to Sanford Health. And there's trains, and there's trucks, and there's automobiles. Let me add motorcycles to that list, because we got one of those. The planes are flying over. They're harder to hear, but it's so fun here because it's a busy little corner at Highway 75 and Main Avenue in Moorhead, Minnesota. I can see a Papa John's, a Pizza Hut, a KFC, but you need to be here. Never mind the Walgreens and the Ugly Chips or the Subway today. Dairy Queen here. I see all those things. The Dragon's Horde. Is that a restaurant? The Dragon's Horde? I wouldn't eat it either on a bet because, no, some kind of food that came from an alley. Anyway, did I say that? Here's the deal. Lots of texts on this question, and we welcome your calls, too, on what's on your mind, okay? Trains, trucks, motorcycles, automobiles. I'm waiting for a train, and the planes will be here soon. We're having a lot of fun today. Let me get to Blake in Bismarck. Wants to talk about a topic that we've heard very little on from anybody. It's not been much we've talked about today, the vaccine and Sanford's decision. So I know this is a hot topic with folks. I wrote my column about it, by the way. Check the forum newspapers for it. Dickinson, Jamestown, Grand Forks, and Fargo on Saturday. But, Blake, let's hear what you have to say about this. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, well, I tell you, the most disappointing thing is that this is a medical community, and I was involved in it, you know, for 20-some years, actually selling vaccines and pharmaceuticals and this kind of thing. And one thing I can tell you for sure, number one, it's you cannot know long-term effects of anything until it's been out for a long time. We've all remember drugs like Vioxx and Paycol and name it. They were all for 10 years before they found out what the negative side effects of these things were. But I think the most disappointing thing with Sanford is that when these nurses presented the evidence, like the Cleveland Clinic articles that talked about how you actually have better immunity if you've had COVID yourself, and most of these nurses now that don't want to take the vaccine have already had COVID, so they have the protection already. And they didn't care.
That's a strong argument, and I know this. I talked to Mike LeBeau the other day, who was on with us Monday explaining the decision, which, by the way, begins November 1st. So there are ongoing discussions, and he was meeting with doctors. He was meeting with nurses. This is the president of Bismarck, you know, Sanford. I mean, it's not like he's got all day, every day to meet with doctors and nurses. I mean, he's an administrator, right? I'm glad he does, because I think what Sanford's decided here is the patient's at the top of the org chart, and we're going to protect patients. I think the arguments that came from you and others are worthy of listening to, and they're listening to them. So I think that's great.
One other thing that's going to be interesting is because these nurses are already saying that they're short of nurses, so they have these travel nurses coming in. They're making two and three times as much money as we are. The gal that I was on neighbor who I was talking to last time, she was, well, I'm just going to sign up to be a travel nurse, and I'll go down to Oklahoma for a week and make as much in 1 week as I make here in a month. So the people from down south don't want to get vaccinated or coming up here because they're not making them get vaccinated.
Well, that's not a bad thing, though. That's how
I got to go down south.
I want to tap into your experience in this world in a moment, but I have to say people have taken this wrong for me when I say if you don't like it, you live in a country where there are lots of opportunities, and you've just described one, okay? Now, some people say, oh, easy for you to say. I've worked there X amount of years. Like, you're in demand right now, right? Like, you know, if I didn't want to live in North Dakota, I could take the ratings of What's on Your Mind to 25 of the top markets and say, you know, why don't you hire me? I don't want to do that, but I could do that, right? So my point is this. They could go to a different, they could go to, you know, CHI. They could go to independent. They go to traveling nurses. They go somewhere that shares their values. They have options. What's that?
Yeah, you could be a pharmaceutical rep. You could be a nurse practitioner.
Right.
You could be a nurse
but,
anesthetist.
So that, I'm not being crass about that, Blake. I'm not. I'm just saying if you don't agree with what your employer is doing, you always have that option. And we have like minus 10% unemployment right now. We have way more opportunities than we have people willing to work. So, and that's certainly prevalent in healthcare. So I just don't understand this. Look, I get it. People are passionate about this topic. I'm one-shot Scott. I made a decision to pull the plug after one Pfizer shot, okay? For some of the same reasons you're talking about. That is a personal decision. That's health freedom. But I think if my customer is people who are sick, I got to be very careful. So that's what they've decided to do. I think other healthcare institutions are going to follow this, but again, everybody can make their own decisions. Tell me why you worry. What's your worst case scenario on what we will know 10 and 20 years from now about this vaccine?
Well, you know, I guess a worst case scenario is I have a lot of young ladies in my life is that, I mean, no, what if it affects their fertility? What if all of a sudden now people, you know, are having trouble getting pregnant? I mean, who knows? I mean, God only knows what it could be. That's the point. I mean, is you don't know. And like I said, I said some of those drugs before that everybody thought was super safe, even though they went through the full process of 7 or 8 years in approval, and then they were on the market for 10 years, and then they found out. So the idea you can develop a vaccine in 9 months and know all the long-term side effects, it's just not logical.
Yeah, I trust Donald Trump on all that. I really do. Donald Trump, I think,
they did their best. I'm sure they did, you know, and I'm glad it's out. But, again, if you've had the disease and you have the antibodies and the protection, there's absolutely zero reason to be forced.
Yeah, and I also think there are therapies. So, right, if you God forbid, get it, you have things that you can do to mitigate that. So, you know, again, and that's what my doctor told me. He goes, hey, here's the deal. You got 50% of the effectiveness anyway from half the shot. And if you called me tomorrow and said I got COVID, I'd say, okay, take this, take that, take this. And by the way, in the meantime, when the sun isn't shining, take vitamin D and take a zinc lozenge from Swanson Health every day, which I do. So I'm trying to protect myself on the front end as well. I think this is a good discussion. I understand why Sanford Health is doing what they're doing because the patient is the top of their org chart. But this discussion between their doctors and nurses and therapists is not wrong. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate your call. We're going to go to PJ and Mandan, Fred and Wayne yet when we come back, plus the tax man. Ken Busick is your Busick and Associates, my tax man. He ought to be your tax man. He's going to tell us about Joe Biden's tax plan next. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The studies that prompted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to change their mask guidance for vaccinated persons are not available
a spokesperson told the Epoch Times on Wednesday. They have not been published yet, the spokesperson said. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC's director, told reporters on Tuesday that she had seen new scientific data from recent outbreak investigations indicating the Delta variant of the virus was presenting more uniquely than other strains. A Virginia police officer who was fired after storming the U.S. Capitol was jailed Wednesday by a federal judge because he ordered a large stockpile of guns and ammunition after his January arrest and posted online in support of future political violence. Thomas Robertson was one of the first rioters charged by the Justice Department. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The biggest, and I mean biggest, dilly bar I've ever seen in my life is here. It is humongous, and they invented the dilly bar at the Dairy Queen in Moorhead, Minnesota. First Dairy Queen in the Fargo Metro, Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, the metro area. First one was this Dairy Queen, and it's just one of those iconic ones, A Street in Maine in Moorhead. Come see us. We'll be here today. Let's go, folks, and every penny from the proceeds of a blizzard go to, you know what? Sanford Children's Hospital. Make a donation if you feel like it, too. I'm going to save the blizzard for last. And if you have a suggestion, text me which kind of blizzard I should go for before I leave here today. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, where today the meatloaf dinner is on special in Harwood, the lasagna on 12th Avenue and I-29, chicken pot pie West Main Avenue, West Fargo, the pulled pork or the French dip sandwich in Valley City, or a fresh-made Valley Meats burger to die for. Valley City, exit 292, Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, meat or vegetable lasagna in Glendon today. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. A couple of calls waiting, and then we're going to talk to my tax man, Kent Busick from Busick & Associates, and just find out how bad the Biden tax plan could be for you. They can't do anything to you in 2021 other than give you free money and get you conditioned. But trust me on this one thing, it's going to get ugly. PJ Mandan, tell me quickly what you wanted to say.
Thanks, Scott. Love that you're at Dairy Queen. My first job was as a car hop for 50 cents an hour, so that dates me. I'm old, and I'm an old nurse who used to work at Sanford.
Oh, goodness. Great.
So I also worked in a lab, and talking about the most immunity being conferred if you've had the actual disease, the question is, did you have the disease or did you actually have just a positive test? Polymerase chain reaction tests, PCR tests for COVID are very accurate in catching actual cases of disease, but very poor with regard to having lots of false positives. So if you were asymptomatic, tested positive, you may never have had the disease, and you actually don't know for sure unless you were subsequently retested or later got symptomatic disease, whether that test was actually a positive COVID test. So it really is necessary, I think, for our healthcare workers to evaluate, did I have actual disease or did I just get a false positive? you don't hear enough about it. But
yeah,
a lot of my colleagues were in that situation where they had a positive test, but because they were essential workers, they, after quarantining for maybe 3 days, were retested, and it turns out they're negative. The other question.
Can I just interject one thing here, PJ, before you ask your question? So the only true way to know is to get an antibody test, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
You know, make sure you get that if you want to know for sure. The other thing that is bothering me is President Biden is saying he wants the over 2 million federal workers vaccinated. How many of those federal workers are actually working right now? And this segues into your next guest, but I have had a tax refund due me since April, and every time I check the status of my refund, it just says it's being processed. No refund date is currently available. And I did my mother's taxes this year, and she owed money, and hers went through right away.
Any suggestions there, Ken Busek?
Well, it's not unusual. There was a story that was put out a few weeks back by CNN or MSNBC, CNBC, and they said there's probably 35 to 40 million tax issues that are outstanding currently for this tax year and the previous tax year. So you're kind of at the mercy of the service to get to work through the process. So I'm assuming you electronically filed in 2020, so you'll get a resolution sooner than later. Whereas have you had to paper file anything or did an amended return for prior years, or you're having written correspondence with the service? It's incredibly slow just because of being short-staffed and shut down.
Correct. I did an electronic return, and I'm owed significant money because we paid estimates in based on kind of an anomalous 2019 return where we had a spike due to a big capital gain.
Right, and that could be the reason why.
So we're owed a pretty nice chunk of change.
Yeah, again, larger refunds typically do take a little bit longer, but again, the return filed in April, it's 3 months out. I've had some that have taken 3-4 months to get the refunds. I hate to say this shit, but just be patient.
Thank you. I'll try.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. I would love to talk again more about your experience as a nurse and these questions, but we're talking taxes now. Ben in Watford City, let's get you in here. I got a minute is all, and I got to get to more of our conversation with Kent, but feel free to ask him a question, too. Go ahead, Ben in Watford City.
Yes, you're pushing this $1.3 trillion spending bill, and all I can say is I've watched the government over the last year kill the elderly for profit, re-see the coronavirus with illegal aliens across our border into all of the interior of the country, and now you want us to say it's 20% junk, but it seems like the only time they ever spend a bill, the only people that get hurt by it are we the people.
I completely understand. I completely understand your skepticism here, Ben. You're curious of what?
I said I'm just curious how they're going to spend another $1 trillion when we don't even have $1 trillion left to spend.
Well, yeah, and that train left the station long ago. I'm just saying, when they're handing out trillions like candy, and we find a little over $1 trillion bill that was supposed to be $3 trillion, that is what passes for a victory when you have a Democratic president, a Democratic senator, a Senate rather, and a Democratic House. I don't like it any more than you do, but I would like, if we're spending trillions, to spend it on something we actually need, and we do need this. I've had a lot of texts today that say some version of this. I sure hate to see Senator Cramer lumped in with the likes of Goober the Turtle and Murkowski. I don't know who Goober the Turtle is, but maybe Lindsey Graham, I don't know. But Romney, but that's where he's at. And that's right now in the conservative media. He's going to be here for a full hour tomorrow, all on infrastructure, so you can ask him all these questions. questions, I think they saved us from a worse bill. And sometimes it's like, what, kissing your sister, as they say? You don't, you know, not exactly pleasant, but you are stuck with this, and the only fix is Republican rule. That's the same thing for our topic today, Kent, because I'm going to ask you for the worst-case scenario here. I believe that the Democrats realize they're not going to have a good chance of retaining power in 2022. All the polling suggests that. So now it's just get everything they can get and hope they can then, you know, obstruct for as long as possible. So to me, 2022 tax year is going to be ugly. Am I wrong?
I'm going to take a more positive approach on this, because I don't think the Biden administration can get anything done in the next 4 or 5 months. If you look at it, if we're going to have tax law change in 2022, it's going to have to be done this fall. And if you look at legislatively what the president has been able to do, it's been next to nothing except stimulus bills. So as a result, if we don't have any changes in the next few months, 2022, we won't have a new tax law, and we'll hopefully have Republican control at least one of the houses. So there may not be any changes. And I'm not alone in that commentary. There's starting to be more and more economists or people from the Wall Street Journal or the Forbes are starting to say the same thing, that they don't feel that the administration will get tax law passed.
Well, this is why we pray. So I hope you're right. Clearly they want it.
They want it, and if they get what they want, I mean, it would be ugly. I mean, they're looking, you know, essentially doubling capital gains rates, limiting like-kind exchanges, step up in basis from inheritance tax purposes, raising rates. So it would go back to Obama level taxes and then some.
Okay, what's the then some? Stepped up basis is one I hear a lot about from our farmers and ranchers. What is stepped up basis?
Well, stepped up basis is when somebody passes and they might have bought a property for $1 million 20 years ago and it's worth $5 million today. Well, the heirs get a new basis in the property or value in the property for tax purposes to the fair market value. So that's the step up from, let's say, $1 million to $5 million. And they don't pay tax on that difference. Well, they want to do away with that and in essence have carryover basis. So then the heirs would get taxed on any appreciation.
And, there was actually some, I don't know, halfway decent reform on that in the Obama administration, and it wasn't as bad as they wanted.
Correct.
And then Trump did a very nice thing in reducing capital gains tax. Is capital gains tax part of the stepped-up basis or a separate deal?
They're separate deals, but they're dealing with the same type of income, and that's appreciation. And, making money buying something at $100 and selling it for $200, that's just taxed differently. But, again, the Biden administration, and it's substantially cheaper. And top individual ordinary rate for wages, interest is 37% right now. Capital gains is at 20. So they essentially want to double that if they get the opportunity.
And right. So, again, I guess we got to think of it this way. They want this because they need it because of this ridiculous amount of spending, right? I mean,
correct.
They need to fund all this spending. They've done the spending first, so they're going to try to get it. We're going to hope and pray they don't get it. But if they do, what should I do different in 2021?
Well, and again, I would tell people to wait to see if they actually get any traction on this. I wouldn't be jumping to any conclusion that this is going to pass and, you know, sell something today, pay a bunch of taxes. And, you know, it's a good market right now. Why sell, pay taxes when you might not have to?
And you can make that decision in November or December.
And like I said, Congress comes back in session when? September, October, before they actually do anything. Can they get anything done? And to me, I'd say the answer is no. I just don't see it, especially
politically. You're absolutely 100%. I mean, because the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders are peeling off.
They're peeling off, and then you got Manchin who stepped up and said that he's going to the senator from West Virginia. It's West Virginia, correct?
Yep. Yep.
He stepped up, and he's going to be somewhat mainstream on some of these decisions and understands it. So like I said, I'm more optimistic than I was last spring. And, I'm like you, and, I'm an old Reagan supply sider that low taxes, put money in the people and know how to put money in the pockets of the people and know how to make money. They're going to reinvest.
See, this is why I don't have a problem with the infrastructure bill. Again, we have a Democratic president, a Democratic controlled House and Senate. We have as conservatives, we have no levers of power. So you can say, let them ram through like they've done many things, a $3.5 trillion deal, which is all climate action and all their crazy priorities or trim it by $2 trillion and hope they aren't going to get anything else in and actually do roads and bridges and build the economy. More on that with Kent Busick when we continue after this.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Some of your family's most memorable moments take place in the dining room or kitchen. Fun conversations over dinner, those philosophical discussions over a late-night snack, or the silliness during a delicious dessert. InterOffice and Cannadel know the comfort, feel, and look of your dining room won't make those conversations any more lively, but your family might linger just a little bit longer. Customize your dining experience with hundreds of colors and endless options in chairs, duals, and tables. Find Cannadel at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo and Bismarck.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation soars. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m. Central. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems, except for Midco, which continues to ban Newsmax while keeping 11 liberal news channels. If your operator like Midco doesn't carry it, call them, demand Newsmax, or you can switch. Buy Newsmax for free on most streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. I watch Newsmax because it's news we can trust.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today by MyPillow, and I brought along some MyPillow well, I got a pillow here. I've got a pair of slippers here. I've got, well, if you're a 20-something and come up and tell me a story, I'll get your pick of My Pillow products, because we love it when 20-somethings listen to talk radio because we feel better about the future. Please, please tell your 20-somethings they had to listen to this program. Speaking of 20-somethings, Ken Busek, you have supported Charlie Kirk's effort in coming to North Dakota for the North Dakota Conservative Advocates. As well, you were gracious enough to join us at the kickoff for Freedom Matters USA. 27 years old. What do you think of Charlie Kirk?
I want to, you know, shout out for Sandy Sanford for leading that charge with the North Dakota Conservative Council. I mean, you and I have both known Sandy and Brent forever. And Bismarck was just absolutely fabulous. I consider that a rock concert and felt so good. There was no mask. We didn't worry about COVID. The guy was selling the mega hats in front of the facility, and I was just exhausted when it was done. And I just love his message because he's positive. And, you know, we have a chance. If you look around North Dakota right now, I mean, your business, my business, if you want to work, if you want to take risk, take opportunity, North Dakota is the gold standard right now.
No,
I mean, you talk about these people where they're shut down and there's no jobs, and that's not our world, because we got a work ethic. You know, the Burgum administration, for all practical purposes, kept the state open. And I'm actually taking Charlie's lead when he comes back on September 2nd. I'm actually going to be one of the main sponsors for the event.
And that, by the way, details on that soon, but mark September 2nd on your calendar. It, too, will be at the Avalon, where the event was on July 14th, but the North Dakota Conservative Advocates are bringing him back in, doing an event similar to what they did in Bismarck, but college will be back, kids will be back,
right,
students will be back, and that's what I'm most excited about, to hear all from Charlie.
Yeah, and the part that's interesting about that, when you talk to people about that, do you want to be involved, do you want to sponsor, do you want to come to this, and, you know, a lot of people are apprehensive because they don't want to offend the left, or they don't want to offend a liberal client or a customer or what have you. And it's like, you know, Charlie says, you know, we got to fight back. So again, and, you know, you may lose some friends, you may lose some customers, but, you know, guess what? There's more friends and customers out there that support you. So
a story you'll appreciate. We had a donor pledge $500,000 to Freedom Matters USA through the Center of the American Experiment. And there's a 501c3 donation, right? Mm-hmm. And it is anonymous, okay? So you don't know. When you donate to that, nobody knows you donated to it. And it's a tax. You get tax treatment on a 501c3. Correct?
Correct, yes.
But 2 days later, he said, I do business in blue states, so I'm worried about donating, even though there's a Supreme Court decision. So you're right. People are jittery about it, but I also believe there's got to be Ken Buseks in this world to say, I just care more about my country than I do whether somebody thinks me ill of me because I support Charlie Kirk or the conservative advocates.
Well, like I said, I mean, his message was that good, and then especially for the younger people. He gears towards the college age, the young 20 crowd, and, like, I have a 20-year-old that attended, and he thought it was the greatest event ever. And, you know, he's bringing his friends to attend just because, you know, the message is that good, and it needs to be heard. So
tell me about a 501c3 donation. Is that a good idea in 2021 if I'm thinking, I don't know what's going to happen exactly, but I'd rather do it this year than next year because I'm just going to give the money to the Biden administration anyway?
Well, and again, actually, it's, you know, from a planning perspective, it's better to give donations in a high tax year because, you know, you may be in a high tax bracket or when the tax rates are higher. But obviously, you know, it's you know, I don't look at it as a from a tax perspective. You know, you got to support the cause. So if you want to support the cause, whether it's you know, your college, whether it's you know, Shanley High School where our kids have attended,
do it for the cause.
Do it for the cause. You know, if there's a tax benefit along with it, great. That just makes it more valuable.
But you told me at the end of last year when we got a bit of an ouch on our tax, treatment, myself and my business partner, you guys should have spent more money last year.
Well, you should have spent more money, and that's, you know, investing in the business. But again, that goes back to the good problem that we have in North Dakota right now, and the people that you and I deal with. We've had good years because, again, the Burgum administration let us stay open. There's just pent-up demand here. People want to move here. I was talking to Tony Gehrig one day, and he indicated that there's 10 to 12 people on average moving to Fargo every day. So that means, you know, housing, apartments.
I was at the Jasper Hotel the other night, met a guy from San Francisco, moved here about a year ago, sitting at the Jasper Hotel in the Jasmine restaurant going, this is as good as anything in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and I can go downtown Fargo, and I can't go downtown San Francisco because I fear for my life.
Well, but again, we're open as well. So again, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, we were just very fortunate. Again, you know, we're sitting in Moorhead right now, and again, the mentality is just completely different over here just because of, you know, what happened at the top. And already I heard that, you know, the Minnesota schools are recommending mask mandate in K-12 this year. And again, it's just not good for business, and people don't want to hear that. So, again, Charlie Kirk, he's fascinating. The tickets are reasonably priced. College students, they have a special.
Find out more about Turning Point USA.
That's right.
They can save America. If we don't get kids in high schools and kids in colleges realizing socialism sucks, we're in big trouble. And that's what he does, and does it with credibility because of his age. Texter says, I paid my taxes with a check. The check was cashed. Then I got a letter from the IRS that I did not pay my taxes, so I sent a copy of the canceled check. Looked online. It still shows I owe the taxes. What can I do?
Well, there's a 1-800 number that you can call. Usually with the letter there, there'll be a number that you can call and see if they're actually doing something. But if you don't, if you're worried about late penalties or whatever, talk to somebody at the service, and they'll put everything on a hold.
Why did I just get a check that said prepay on my child tax credit? I got free money I didn't expect. What's that about?
That's how they changed the rules, and that's what we came here to talk about today. We can talk about that. We'll come back.
After the break. Sounds good. Kent Busick, you'll stay with us. He's my tax man, Busick and Associates in Fargo. Good patriot, folks. We'll talk about, this free money.
Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.